Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me this morning in the studio is Bappa Chowdhury, Speaker of Happiness, and he is a success consultant. Bappa, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm vertical and breathing, so it's a good day on earth.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Bappa, you have so much experience and energy to share. Just reading from your bio, just that first sentence, a dynamic professional speaker and successful global management executive with more than 32 years of experience in the corporate world. That bio just begins almost like one petal of a flower to begin to share the depth that you bring to the world as a speaker, as a consultant, and as you'll share maybe a little bit later in the program, now as a person taking those skills and re-entering the corporate world. So again, I am so glad that you're a guest on the show today, and I'd love to have us start our conversation out with what is a significant moment that really put you on the path of being a speaker in all aspects of your life, even perhaps when you were very young?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on the show, Fran. It's a pleasure to meet you and a privilege to share my life with the audience. A significant moment that I would encapsulate that changed me or transformed me in my personal ways and led me to be a better speaker also was a few years ago. I was in Delhi, India, visiting my uncle, General Chowdhury, who was the Vice Chief of Staff of the Indian Army at the time. And we got an opportunity to see the Dalai Lama speak in Delhi. And after the talk was over, it was a wonderful talk. He is such a revered leader of men and people. And I got a chance to shake his hand. And what happened was, as the moment arrived to shake his hand and meet him, we came face to face. And at that very moment, I turned to my uncle, who was holding the camera, to say, "Did you get the picture? You know, are you to capture this?" I mean, make sure you do. And it was the most humbling and humiliating experience of my life, because I turned around to look at the Dalai Lama, and here he is, this leader of greatness, looking right at me, eye to eye, and I am looking elsewhere at that moment. And he just turned to me, and I was so humbled, and he said, "Be happy," and walked away. That changed me. To say, be humble, be happy, be in the moment of life. So that was a transformative experience also for me.
Understandable. At that time, were you with Siemens or were you on your own as a consultant?
No, I was at Siemens at the time. I was a manager fairly high up in the executive ranks, but you know, it showed me that no matter where you are in your life, no matter what stage of your career you're at or who you are, the ability to listen and be in the moment is important and imperative for growth and development.
And given that lesson from such a powerful person, when you moved forward and took that and shared that with others, how did you create the package and really the label of then being a happiness and success consultant?
Yes, it's interesting. I think I owe my state of being primarily first to my parents. My mother and my father were very driven in driving me and my brothers to success through education, through understanding, through openness to thought. And that's why I am a big believer of diversity of thought, more importantly than diversity of anything else, whether it's color, caste, religion, creed, sexual orientation. I think diversity of thinking is more important. And my parents gave me that that diversity of thinking power, which led me to say, how can I achieve happiness? How can I achieve success? Through what methodology can I do that? And that led me to this notion of, as you may see in my bio, called Breathe, Balance, and Believe, the discipline to happiness and success. That was the formative stages of that early in my life.
And that's often the case. I mean, how you are brought up as a very young child influences or gives you a certain lens to look at the world. You were sharing with me before we started the interview that the three B's were a result of a very unique experience. And I'd love for you to share that story now with the audience, because, again, it brings out the power of listening and being in the moment.
Yes, I'd love to. And thank you for bringing that up again. I was at Siemens as vice president of sales for one of our divisions in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And HR came to me, this was in 2012, and said, Mr. Sari, could you give the opening talk to these group of students, of children, whose parents work at Siemens, and they bring their kids to work day on that day? And that was quite a shock to me, because at the time, I was quite well-versed in speaking to, you know, audiences of sales or marketing or customers. And the notion of speaking to children frightened me. So I was petrified. And I went home. I said, yes, of course. I said, I went home and I spoke to my wife. And I said, darling, you know, I have to speak to the kids tomorrow. What do I say? And, you know, my wife is very practical. And she said, duh, you have three kids. We have three kids, so you speak to children all the time. Why don't you ask them? So I went to my kids, and we spoke, and I came up with this idea of what to say the next day. And I went, we're going to work with, and by the way, at the time, my son, Abhijit, who was now 14, he was 9 at the time, he was going that day. My daughters had gone prior to that. My two other daughters had gone prior to that, prior years. But now I'm speaking, and he's going to be being there. He's in the back of the car, and he turns to me and goes, Dad, yeah, I have three rules for today. And I went, oh, my God.
Oh,
nine-year-old with three rules. He said, don't look at me. Don't mention my name. And don't embarrass me, Dad, okay? So got it. And I went and I spoke to these few hundred children, and for half an hour, 8:30 to 9 o'clock, and it's not easy motivating children at 8:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning, or motivating anybody for that matter, on any topic. So I tried my best, and I gave the talk, and then from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, they went around the company, learning about the company, and at 3 o'clock, HR called me again and said, could you come down again? They want to see you. And I was like, wow, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? And I came down, and they were chanting my name, Bappa, Bappa. And they wanted my autograph. And, you know, Fran, as I told you earlier, I said, I'm not LeBron James, or I'm not Steph Curry, or a grand violinist. So the notion of getting your children to ask for your autograph is a life-transforming moment in your life. In life. And there was a mom in the audience, her name is Diane Gattano, who came to me and said, you have something to share with people. Let's talk about it and let's develop something. And that led to the talk of BBB, Breathe, Balance, and Believe, the discipline to happiness being developed. So a fascinating story of how that came about.
That's a great story. And, you know, just the sharing the opportunity, the vulnerability, and then, again, the opportunity to receive from your audience guidance and support when often you're the one providing guidance, support, and motivation. Let's talk a little bit about the three B's, if you'll go through what each of them means and why they're a core part of your philosophy when you work with people.
So we'll start with breathe. My first B, and I like the way you said your name is Papa, which is B, so how to be. The first B was breathe, and my notion of breathing is both literal and figurative. The notion that we need to breathe, of course, for oxygen and brain power, but also when we breathe, we tend to relax. We tend to listen more. We are calmer in situations. We are more attentive to what's going on around us, and we can plan better. We can formulate in business life strategies better, or in real life, in personal life. And the story I told you, that the notion I always love to talk about is that, you know, if a 911 operator gets on the phone and they are not breathing, we're in trouble, because you have two situations of exacerbating each other. So one has to remain calm, and that helps the situation. So that was how my mantra of breathe encapsulates itself, to say, just be calm, listen more, be attentive, and you can plan better, you can strategize better, and that's what breathe was. The second B was balance. And balance is important, I believe, anything, whether it's work-life balance, whether it's spiritual balance, whether it's sports or music, or whatever it is. And the way I would encapsulate the balance topic best was, I was at East High School a year or so ago, giving a talk to a bunch of high school students on the notion of happiness and the need for happiness and being bound to believe. And I came to this point in the talk about balance, and I stopped and I turned to the audience and I said, all right, why do we need to balance in life? And I was expecting, you know, I was hoping for this great, profound, deep answer from these kids. And nobody answered. Nobody put their hand up. So I was a little worried. I said, oh, God, what happens now? And then suddenly, this one kid in the back of the room, she just put his hand up. I said, yes, finally, somebody. And I said, why? Why do we balance? And he said, so we don't fall. And I went, oh, my God. Talk about profound. That was an amazing moment. That I mean, from the mouth of babes come wisdom. That captured why we need to balance, just so we don't fall, we don't fail, we need to balance ourselves. And that led to the belief part, believing. My notion of believing is that when you believe, be confident but not arrogant. Be a master of whatever you do, whatever it is that you do, whether you're a CEO, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a pianist, a sports person, or a kid in high school. Be confident but not arrogant, and be a master of what you do. And the last element of believing is grow through the growth of others. Help others to grow, and when in the rising tide, all boats rise. So that those three, I hope, encapsulates for you what my three pillars of belief are.
Oh, they do. They do. And, you know, it really ties in with this concept of diversity of thought, and together there is this strength, and recognizing the individual powers and the collective powers. So you have, in addition to this intensity, you have a lot of passion, and you talked about from an acorn there can become a tree, and you also have, just in this brief conversation, showed the relationship of people, you know, a child saying something that then makes you reflect on what you shared. You, in your life of working for one company for 32 years and then going off on your own and starting your own company, now have an opportunity that's based on relationships. What's significant about the power of being in the moment, the power of thinking, and the power of sharing? And what's a personal story that sort of would bring us up to what's happening in your life right now?
Wow. That's a big question. Let me try to approach it from the story of today. So my first notion is you never know in life what will happen or what influence you are having on somebody or some event that will change you or change somebody else in your life. You never know. And you never know what opportunities will develop from that in life. So the first point that you talk about was being in the moment. I suggest to everybody, and I speak about it, and I coach about it, I say, live in the moment that you are. Just like the Dalai Lama experience, live in the moment, because when you're at your best in the moment that you're in, happiness is about being in that moment. You know, we happiness is something that we all aspire to, but it's elusive. And people say, when I get that lottery, I'll be happy. When I get that job, I'll be happy. And my philosophy is, no. Be happy in every step of the way that you're living. So what happened was, the story is that a few months ago, I got a phone call from, or a LinkedIn message from an individual. Said, Papa, could you please give me a call? And I said, I replied back saying, yes, I'd love to talk to you. And we had this call set up with this individual. His name is Tony Buda. He is the CEO of Banyan Medical Systems in Omaha, Nebraska. And we get on the phone, and he says, do you remember me? And I said, no, I must be open and honest, sir. I don't. And he goes, well, I remember you. I was a young sales rep with a company called Castling Medical Systems in Omaha. And they were a dealership of Siemens, and we got to meet. I was then the vice president of some division. And whatever happened, something happened that influenced this individual in a way that aspired him to greater heights. And he remembered that of me. And years later, he opened his own company, grew his own company. And to make a long story short, he wanted me to take over the company. And as of last week, I'm now the president of Banyan Medical Systems. So you never know what influence you have on people or where we go. And carpe diem is my best expression. Capture the moment. Capture the day.
Wow. That is a great story.
Wow,
congratulations.
Right. I'm still in a wow situation myself. I'm like, what? What just happened?
Right, what just happened?
I mean, no. I was ready for, you know, management consulting and retired life, and then we're like, ba-boom, ba-da-bing.
Right, and now all of those experiences of understanding the corporate world, growing up in that system, having the opportunity to speak to children as well as sales folks, and now you're going to be able to apply all of those skills on a daily basis to lead an organization into its transformative future. Just a wonderful opportunity.
As you said, or when we were speaking earlier, you said, and I said, I joked with you, I said, well, now it's a test now to say, well, Chowdhury, does this work? And as you said, you know, when you're a speaker somewhere, I love the way you put it, Fred. You said, as a speaker, we tend to come and speak to an audience and then we leave.
Right.
And life goes on. And now I can't leave. I'm there. They can meet me in the elevator.
That's right. You'll see people in the elevator. Right.
So, is it working, Chowdhury?
Now, will
is
you move
BBB
to
really effective? Sorry?
Yes, will you move to Nebraska then? Will you move to Nebraska?
Right now, the plan is to stay in Philadelphia. I mean, my my two daughters go to Temple, and my son goes to East High School. So right now, life is pretty settled in the Philadelphia area. I love the area, but the challenge is there, so I'm going to commute for a while, and we'll see. You never know in life. Omaha may turn out to be one of the best places to live in the world. You never know.
I have some good friends in Omaha. So, and Omaha is the home of Omaha Steaks, right?
Sorry, Omaha what?
Omaha Steaks. So Omaha
yes.
is also known for beef, right?
Yes,
right.
yes. And somebody told me, a friend of mine replied to me, said, you know, if you can't, if you have problems flying there, just ask for Warren Buffett's private plane.
That's right, friends in high places, literally. So, Bapa, you have really shared some significant stories with us. I always like to close an interview by asking the question, really two questions. One is, what's a favorite quote that motivates you as a leader? So let me ask that and then give you an opportunity to reply before I ask you the second question.
So I think my favorite quote, it goes back to the Dalai Lama. He said that when you listen, when you speak, you say something you already know. When you listen, you can learn something new in life. And that quote, I think, is not only profound and deep, but also very practical. It's very practical. You know, people say God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen twice as much as you speak. My favorite personal expression is tell me more. I think we should ask people, tell me more. When somebody comes to you with a question or a request, you know, tell me more. I mean, when your children come to ask for you for money, don't say no right away. You might come to that soon enough, but say, tell me more. Why do you need the money? So give them a chance to give a good reason, and then say no. So that Dalai Lama, I think, best captures for me my philosophy, which is the part of breed, is when you listen, you learn more.
Wow. Very, very powerful. And given what you've just shared, what advice would you give to existing entrepreneurs or intrapreneurs to help them achieve significant business results?
So I have three sort of pillars of management that I live by, or which I would like to espouse to myself and to others, is that first notion of business, first philosophy, rule of business is cash flow. Cash flow is key. Mm. Cash is key. So whatever business you're in, whether it's a one-man shop selling pencils or whether you're the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation, make sure the cash is well managed and expenses are well managed. That's my philosophy, number one. The second advice I like to give people and I like to live by is innovate. Invest in innovation. So whether it's innovation in technology or whether it's innovation in processes or innovation in accounting or HR, doesn't matter. Green, innovate. You know, don't sit back and say, well, I know it's the best way and the new is wrong. No, try the new. If social media is making an impact in your business, try it. Doesn't mean you have to take every aspect of social media, but try it. And the third thing is my favorite personal expression with my children, with my colleagues, with my employees is, what's your plan? Have a plan. Failing to plan is planning to fail. So, have a plan. Those are my three advices that I could give to your audience and to anybody that says, cash is king, innovate, invest in innovation, and have a plan.
Very, very powerful. Bapa, thank you so much for rising and shining early this morning. I appreciate that on a Sunday you took some time out of your family weekend to share it with the Significant Business Results radio show audience. And I wish you continued success in developing your philosophies, sharing those with others, and welcoming the process and the journey of the acorn moving into the oak tree. You are just providing so many opportunities for folks to be motivated and for folks to live, to breathe, to balance, and to believe. And I'm deeply appreciative of your contribution. Thank you.
Thank you, friend, and thanks for what you do for helping others grow through your efforts and your business and your radio shows. So thank you for having me on board.
You're welcome. Audience, please continue to listen to Significant Business Results Radio, where we bring you significant stories, significant entrepreneurs, and significant opportunities to grow your business and to rethink where you want to go.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.